Hello, Audio Boo. It's Tuesday night, the 11th of November, and I'm going to make tahini cookies, or tahini biscuits, if you want to call them. Biscuits if you're English or Australian. And the reason I chose to make them and record making them is A, because they're dead easy to make. B, because relatively speaking, as far as, you know, sweets go, they're quite healthy and good for you. And C, because they're different. Everybody knows how to make, you know, chocolate chip cookies are quite famous, and oatmeal cookies and peanut butter cookies and all that. But tahini cookies are not that prevalent, and actually more people use tahini paste. Now, these can be made vegan by substituting, I'm going to give the recipe with butter, but you can make it vegan by substituting the butter with coconut oil or coconut butter, if you choose to make it vegan. So, you know, if you are really looking for really healthy stuff, you can do that, and there will be no animal products in your food whatsoever. In your, but if you just want a nice, fluffy biscuit that is really, really easy to make, only butter, tahini paste, sugar, flour, and baking powder. That's all you need. No eggs, things like that. Now I'm going to mix things with my food processor because I have it here in front of me. But you don't need it. It's just a little luxury that I have. You can definitely mix by hand. Now I will heat up the oven to about 160 Celsius, that's about 325, I believe. Fahrenheit. I will heat that up. As I said, this is not that bad for you. And the sesame, the tahini, is made out of sesame, and the sesame has a lot of valuable nutritional, well, a lot of good nutrition values. And it also works for people who are allergic to nuts and can't have things like peanut butter cookies and things like that. So the sesame is a good source of calcium and potassium. It's a good antioxidant. It gets you your healthy fats without being saturated fat. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to take your coconut butter or coconut oil or butter, depending on what you choose to use. And this is quite a large quantity of cookies. It makes about, should make about 3 dozen, maybe, at least. Depending on how big you make them, you can make 4 dozen, I suppose. But you can cut this quantity in half. You're going to use a cup of whichever oil you choose to use. So it's quite a bit of oil because the sesame, the butter, the tahini is sesame. But it's not like eating, you know, lard or things like that. Now, if you put coconut oil, if you put coconut butter, it has an added value. And I'll tell you something else. You could even mix it. If you're experimenting with vegan stuff and you're not absolutely sure, then use half and half. See how you like it. See how the coconut butter works for you. This coconut butter comes in a jar. And that's what it usually, but you can also use oil. Coconut oil also comes in a jar. This one comes in a jar a bit like bit smaller than like, you know, a pasta sauce jar. So you gotta open that. Make sure your butter or whatever is room temperature. Coconut oil or butter will kind of harden a bit. So it's going to be harder than regular butter, but not by much. And you don't need to, it will soften quicker and easier than, you know, melted butter. So I've measured my cup of butter. You can spoon, if you're using coconut butter, you can spoon, which is what I'm doing. You can spoon the butter from the jar into your measuring cup. Now I will pour that into my mixing bowl. My food processor in this case. Come on. Be nice. Come to mama. There we go. Now, the texture of coconut butter is quite similar to regular butter. It's probably a cross between regular butter and peanut butter, with the texture, not the flavor. Coconut oil is going to be a bit more liquidy. So if you've got the butter, it's probably better for this particular recipe, but if you don't, like the coconut butter, instead of the oil, but if you want to use the oil, that's fine too. Now, you use, on this one cup of butter, or coconut butter, or coconut oil, you can use about half a cup of sugar. I'm going to use brown sugar. Real brown sugar, you know, not the kind that just has brown food coloring on it, but your actual cane sugar, brown sugar that you buy at health food shops. You can use white sugar, no problem. It is absolutely not a problem to use white sugar with this recipe, if you prefer. Same with the flour. I will not be using white flour, but you can use white flour by all means. I'm just going to give you the options, and you guys can decide how you want to do this. The thing with this recipe is that the cool thing about it is that you can adapt it to, you know, on the whole, it's not such an unhealthy choice, and you can make it even more or less unhealthy. Some vegan recipes, you know, they're just going to be disgustingly healthy and they're not going to be very nice. However you, but you can, you know, they're not always. So I've got the butter and brown sugar inside my mixing bowl, my food processor. You can mix by hand. I've had this food processor for probably 2 or 3 years, and I only started using it last week because I've never taken that out of the box. Isn't that a disgrace? Absolute disgrace. You can do so much with it, from chopping veg to making salads and making pastries and biscuits and dips and oh. So the first thing you do is cream your sugar and butter together. You don't need a blade for the, just get your regular, if you're using a food processor, just use the regular blade, that scary sharp one. Don't use the discs or anything. That, oops. So, creaming the butter and sugar together. See? You don't need a lot of time with this. It did get stuck on the blade, so I will, okay. Use the pulse that you're doing in the food processor. Right. How is this? You creamy. The thing with me is I can never get it quite creamy enough without lumps. If I'm doing it by hand, so if you've got this food processor option, use it. Now, to this happy mess, wash my hands, I'm going to add half a cup of tahini paste. Here, it's really cheap and you can get it at your local supermarket for, you know, dime a dozen. But I realize that it's not that cheap everywhere else. You can get them at health food shops. You can buy them online. There are organic ones. There are, you know, darker ones. The darker ones have a stronger flavor. They're nice. But any sesame paste is quite good. Tahini paste, make sure you get, sometimes you can get tahini paste that's already seasoned, and that's for making tahini dressing or tahini dip that will have garlic and things in it. Don't buy that one for this. I don't like it anyway because I don't like the flavorings they use. I prefer to put my own. Because you have to make the dip anyway. You still have to add the water and the other things if you're going to make the dip. So, but make sure that for these biscuits, cookies, whatever, you don't put flavoring in. Because you really don't want your cake tasting like paprika, do you? So, usually there will be some excess oil floating on the top of the sesame paste. It just kind of separate sometimes, so you can shake the jar or stir it or just pour the excess oil from the top. It's not oil that you need. And so I am taking about half a cup. Now sesame paste, tahini paste, once you open it, if you don't use the whole jar, store it in the fridge please. And try and use it within, you know, the week. Because otherwise it goes really hard and it's annoying and it gets weird flavor. Yes, hello, Rosie. You're not really allowed in the kitchen, are you? I'm kind of at the boundary. Like a cricket player. Spoon. This is organic. Whole sesame paste. You don't need to use organic. Here it's as cheap as chips. It's not everywhere else, so do what your budget allows you to do. It's very, very, every house in Israel will have tahini, so it's a whole thing of supply and demand, I suppose. So we have our half a cup. And now, tahini paste is sticky and messy. There's not really a way around that. So try and work with that in the sink. And make sure you wash your cup and wash your spoon. Because it does go everywhere. All right, I am pouring the tahini paste inside this creamed butter and sugar. I'm closing. I've got about, oh, I don't know, a bit more than half of the zucchini paste left. I don't feel like working with it now, but I'll probably do a zucchini, zucchini sauce or zucchini paste tomorrow. Right, on the lid goes. And now we've got ourselves a mixture. It's about the consistency of yogurt or soft yogurt pudding. Now two more ingredients, flour and baking powder, and that's it, no eggs. So like I say, you can make this totally vegan. I've got, don't use self-rising flour. Use plain flour or, any kind of flour. Whole wheat, spelt, rye, use almond flour also. People make this with almond flour sometimes. Any kind of flour, but don't use self-rising flour. If you really do and that's all you have, don't use the baking powder. So, we need a cup and a quarter, or 1 1/4 cups, you could probably say. Now, they say, in a separate bowl, mix 1 1/4 cups of flour together with baking powder and slowly add it to the wet mixture. Well, you know what? Just pour the damn thing into the wet mixture. Just mix slowly. That's 1 cup. So this is going to be gluten-free as well as
vegan.
Yeah. I believe sesame is gluten-free. I wouldn't swear to that because I don't really do gluten-free, especially.
That's fine. I didn't know that's where you were.
Yeah, that's where it's going. Right. How long do I have still?
Let me see. Yeah, 10% battery remaining. 11 minutes and 10 seconds. Sorry if I've been drowning out your speaking by having glasses of water and all that sort of stuff.
Excuse me, I need to take a teaspoon from here.
Perfect.
1 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder. Now, I buy baking powder.
By the suitcase.
That's aluminium free. I buy it at a health food store. It is more expensive.
Aluminium?
Oh, yeah.
Or as the Americans would say, aluminum.
You wouldn't believe the kind of crap that baking powder has in it. But, again, if you're not, feel free to use whatever you're going to use.
Yeah, have as much aluminium as you want.
I don't believe in changing all, everything in one day. Just do what you can do. Just do what you can do. Okay. 1 1/2 teaspoons. Don't forget, if you are cutting the quantities, and cut the quantities of everything, because you'll get some interesting loaves if you use half the amount of flour but the same amount of
everything else.
Baking powder. That will really be undesirable. Now, just a bit of vanilla. Okay, now I'm going to mix this, and a word to the wise, be careful if you're using a food processor or a mixer. Make sure this is covered. If you're using a mixer, put a towel over it or something, a tea towel. If you're using a food processor, make sure it's tightly closed. It is, it would be anyway because of the safety thing, but, and if you're doing this by hand, for goodness sake, do it in the sink. You'll have flour everywhere if you don't. This is why they tell you to do this gradually. Now, close that, close that, say a prayer, and I'm still using the pulse thing.
It's like a washing machine.
See how this is. Oh, that's a beautiful mixture. You want this mixture to be the kind of thickness of, you know, a little bit runnier than peanut butter, kind of like cream cheese, you know, softened cream cheese, soft dough. And you are allowed to taste the mixture. Lovely. I'm just going to give it a couple more pulses. Okay. You want ungreased cookie sheets?
7 minutes and 36 seconds. Pause recording. Button.
7.5 minutes.
At 160 centigrade, which is about 325 Fahrenheit, for 15 minutes, no more, you'll burn them. These burn very, very quickly. Okay? Very quickly. So even if they don't seem done to you, after 15 minutes, if you've got a hot oven, they're done. Sesame that is burned tastes like crap. It's bitter. It's nasty. So better to underdo than overdo. But if you do for 15 minutes, I mean, you know your oven. You know your oven. Sometimes there are some ovens that need a bit more time, but that's the recipe. The dough is a bit soft, so use a teaspoon if you like. Just drop them on the cookie sheet and cool them before you attempt to take them off the cookie sheet, because if you don't, they will break. These cookies don't have egg, remember? They are soft. They're not going to be that soft once they cool down, but when they come out of the oven, they are going to be very soft. And so, if you, because they don't have egg, they will fall apart if you take them off the tray when they're too hot. They will just fall, they will just disintegrate because they, you know. But once you let them set, they will be solid and kind of fluffy, kind of like very, very airy butter cookies. Kind of, not exactly crispy, but fluffy. Really light. They should be light cooked. This is a light cookie. This isn't a heavy, you know, something that sits in your tummy. This is very nice to have with a cup of tea, with a cup of coffee. Sorry. In the morning. I don't know, where did I put that thing? Oh, I did. Here. Just covering my base, my food processor base. That's it. Enjoy. Let me know how you went. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me. Once again, the rest of the ingredients are 1 cup of butter or coconut butter or coconut oil, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of sesame paste or tahini paste, a bit of vanilla extract, 1 1/4 cups of flour, any kind of flour, and 1 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder. Cream the sugar in the butter, add the sesame, then do the flour, the vanilla, and the baking powder at the end. Get a soft mixture. And off you go. Good luck, and take care. Bye. Just want to add one more thing. When you put these on the cookie sheet, remember there is baking powder in them. So leave some space between the cookies. Otherwise, they'll run into each other. They will become one. And we don't want that. As much as we are into unity, we don't want this whole thing to unite into one big cookie. So leave some space. Leave a couple of inches around at least each cookie. That's it. Good luck.